This is the parallax for Tuesday, April 14, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We begin with a high-stakes standoff in the Persian Gulf. Following the collapse of weekend negotiations in Islamabad, President Trump ordered a naval blockade of the Strait of Hormuz on Saturday, warning that any Iranian ships approaching would be eliminated. The U.S. had proposed a 20-year moratorium on Iranian uranium enrichment. Iran countered with a much shorter period, described by officials as single digits, and that impasse broke the talks. Yet both sides are signaling the door remains open. Trump said Monday that Iran wants very badly to strike a deal, and oil prices briefly topped $100 a barrel on that optimism before retreating. A U.S.-sanctioned tanker linked to China even tested the blockade by transiting the strait. How different outlets are framing this tells you something important. Axios emphasizes that all parties still believe a deal is possible, citing both U.S. officials and regional sources. NPR focuses on Trump's rhetoric, his vow to sink Iranian ships and interdict vessels paying what he calls an illegal toll to Iran. Bloomberg and The Guardian both reported on market movements, with oil briefly topping $101.70 before falling back. And The Guardian captured Trump's claim that Iran had made contact and wanted to strike a deal. Vice President Vance, meanwhile, accused Iran of economic terrorism, while mediators from Pakistan, Egypt, and Turkey continue pressing both sides. A ceasefire is set to expire April 21st. Turning to Congress, where an ethics crisis is forcing resignations. Representative Eric Swalwell announced Monday he would resign from Congress after four women accused him of sexual misconduct, allegations he denies. The House Ethics Committee opened an investigation into Swalwell the same day. Separately, Representative Tony Gonzalez of Texas announced his retirement after admitting to an extramarital affair with a staffer who later died by suicide. Both had faced mounting bipartisan calls to resign or risk expulsion. Swalwell cited due process concerns and the distraction to his constituents in his resignation statement, according to Axios. The Guardian reports he was facing a growing chorus of calls to step down or face an expulsion vote. Fox News reported that Swalwell's longtime friend in Congress, Senator Ruben Gallego of Arizona, distanced himself and called Swalwell unfit for office. At least two other House members also face Ethics Committee scrutiny. This is a broader crisis for Congress, something outlets are treating seriously as a question of institutional accountability. Meanwhile, tensions between President Trump and Pope Leo XIV have escalated dramatically. Trump posted an AI-generated image to Truth Social on Sunday, depicting himself in white and red robes healing a man in a hospital bed, imagery many saw as Christ-like. He deleted the post Monday morning after backlash from prominent Christian supporters. When asked about it, Trump said he thought the image showed him as a doctor. The Guardian reports that the post sparked what it called the wrath of some of his loyal conservative Christian followers. Axios notes that prominent Trump administration allies, including some Christians, expressed discomfort. And this comes as Trump has sharply criticized Pope Leo for condemning the U.S.-Iran war. The pontiff, speaking from a flight to Algeria during an 11-day Africa tour, said he has no fear of the Trump administration and will continue to speak out against war. Senate Majority Leader John Thune urged Trump to, quote, leave the church alone. And Pastor Doug Wilson, a spiritual mentor to War Secretary Pete Hegseth, told the Washington Examiner that Trump has to do better and committed what he called blasphemy. In global politics, democracy has taken center stage in Hungary. Viktor Orban conceded defeat Sunday after 16 years in power. The opposition, led by 45-year-old former Orban loyalist Peter Magyar, won in a landslide. Magyar burst onto the political scene as an opposition leader in 2024. NPR reports Hungarian voters celebrated what many called much-needed change. BBC quotes Magyar saying he would answer a phone call from Vladimir Putin and tell him to stop the war in Ukraine, but said he would not initiate the call himself. The Guardian called the result a globally significant political moment, noting it carries symbolic significance for opponents of Donald Trump in the United States. Russia has offered what it called pragmatic relations with the incoming government. That's the Parallax for Tuesday, April 14. Thanks for listening.